Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we decided that this week we'd be shining a spotlight once again. This time we're going to be shining that spotlight on the career of a British performer we've come to love, Jonathan Pryce.
Now, Jonathan Pryce's record on Broadway is pretty amazing, although he's only been on Broadway in 4 productions. He made his debut on Broadway in 1976 in a play called Comedians and won a Tony Award as Best Supporting Actor. He was back in Accidental Death of an Anarchist. He then was in Miss Saigon, and he won a Tony Award for Best Actor in a Musical. And then his last show on Broadway was Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. But we're going to be paying more attention to his British shows. And we're going to start out with the 1994 London revival of Oliver. This was a massive production at the Palladium Theatre, and Jonathan Pryce played Fagin. Our first song is called Rum Tum Tum, You Gotta Pick a Pocket or Two. And Jonathan Pryce is joined by the Boys Chorus. And in this production, London had a great many street urchins.
You see, Oliver, in this life, one thing counts in the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You've got to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Large amounts don't grow on trees. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Let's show Oliver how it's done, shall we, my dears? Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Better get some untaxed income. Better pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys. You've gotta pick a pocket or two.
Why should we all break our backs? Better pick a pocket or two.
Who says crime doesn't pay? Robin Hood, what a crook, gave away what he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine. Get out and pick a pocket or two. You got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Robin Hood was far too good. He had to pick a pocket or two.
Take a tip from Bill Sykes. Can whip what he likes. I recall he started small. He had to pick a pocket or two. You got to pick a pocket or two, boys. Gotta pick a pocket or two.
We can be like old Bill Sykes if you pick a pocket or two.
Stop, thief!
Dear old gent, passing by, something nice takes his eye. Everything's clear, attack the rear.
Get in and pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Hang the mirror, attack the rear. Get in and pick a pocket or two.
When I see someone rich, both my thumbs start to itch, only to find some peace of mind.
Oh, you have to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
You got to pick a pocket or two.
Just to find some peace of mind.
We have to pick a pocket or two.
Just do everything you see Dodger and Charlie do. Make them your models, my dear. Especially Dodger. He's gonna be a right little Bill Sykes. Tell me, my dear, you see my handkerchief? See if you can take it from me without my noticing. Like you saw the others do. Rum pum pum, rum pum pum, dum dum dum, rum pum pum. Hey 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 hey, rubby dubby dubby dum dum. You got a bigger pocket or two.
From the 1994 London Revival, original cast recording on the First Night label, you heard Jonathan Pryce and the Boys Chorus do You've Got to Pick a Pocket or Two.
Now, this was the result of one of those television contests where they, I believe, chose both the Oliver and the Nancy. So it had a huge following before it ever even opened. But Jonathan Pryce came out on top as Fagin. We're going to go to another one of his songs. This is Reviewing the Situation, where Pryce showed that he could not only sing it, but he could act it pretty darn well as well.
Man's got a heart, hasn't he? Choking apart, hasn't he? And though I'd be the first one to say that I wasn't a saint, I'm finding it hard to be really as black as they paint. I'm reviewing the situation. Can a fella be a villain all his life? All the trials and tribulation. Better settle down and get myself a wife. And a wife would cook and sew for me, and come for me, and go for me, and go for me, and nag at me. The finger she will wag at me, the money she will take from me, the misery she'll make from me. I think I'd better think it out again. A wife you can keep anyway. I'd rather sleep anyway. Live without anyone in the world. And I'm starting from now. So, how to win friends and to influence people. So how? I'm reviewing the situation. I must quickly look up everyone I know. Titled people with a station who will help me make a real impressive show. I will own a suite at Claridge's and run a fleet of carriages and wave at all the duchesses with friendliness as much as is befitting of my new estate. Good morrow to you, magistrate! Oh, good. I think I'd better think it out again. So where shall I go? Somebody? Who do I know? Nobody. All my dearest companions have always been villains and thieves. So at my time of life, I should start turning over new leaves. I'm reviewing the situation. If you want to eat, you've got to earn a bob. Is it such a humiliation for a robber to perform an honest job? So a job I'm getting possibly. I wonder who my boss will be. I wonder if you'll take to me. What bonuses you'll make to me. I'll start at 8 and finish late at normal rate and all, but oh wait, I think I'd better think it out again. What happens when I'm 70? Must come a time, 70, when you're old and it's cold, and who cares if you live or you die? Your one consolation's the money you may have put by. I'm reviewing the situation. I'm a bad one, and a bad one I shall stay. You'll be seeing no transformation, but it's wrong to be a rogue in every way. I don't want nobody hurt for me or made to do the dirt for me. This rotten life is not for me. It's getting far too hot for me. Don't want no one to rob for me. But who will find a job for me? There is no in-between for me. But who will change the scene for me? I think I better think it out again.
From the 1994 London revival of Oliver, that was Jonathan Pryce as Fagin with Reviewing the Situation.
Now, Jonathan Pryce's real name is John Pryce, and there's no Y, it's an I, P-R-I-C-E. But I guess if you're going to be an actor, you want your name to be a little more glamorous. His birth date was June 1st, 1947, and he was born in Carmel, Flintshire in Wales. And he has an incredible record in London theater. But one of the roles he hasn't done on stage but has put on records is the role of the MC in Cabaret. They decided to make a 2-CD complete recording of the score, and Pryce was chosen to be the MC. We have two of the MC's shorter numbers on today's program, and the first is called Two Ladies. The two ladies Pryce sings with are Claire Burt and Jackie Dankworth.
Everybody in Berlin has a perfectly marvelous roommate. Some people have two people.
From the complete studio cast recording of Candor and Ebb's Cabaret, Jonathan Pryce was joined by Claire Burt and Jackie Dankworth for Two Ladies.
We're going to use another song that most people don't know is in Cabaret. It's a song for the MC that, when it was turned into a film, was supplanted by Money, Money, Money. This was the original Money song. It's called Sitting Pretty, and it was for the MC and the girls of the Kit Kat Club. Here's Jonathan Pryce to sing it from this 2-CD set.
There's more than one way to make money.
closet is thin as a reed. But me, I'm sitting pretty. I've got all the money I need. My dearest friend Fritzy is out of his wits. He has 4 starving children to feed. But me, I'm sitting pretty. I've got all the money I need. I know my little cousin Eric has his credit as hysterical, and also cousin Herman at the pawnee's mother's ermine, and my sister and my brother took a hockey one another too. But I've got some talents which build up my balance, so even my bankers agree that me, I'm sitting pretty. I've got all the money I need. You wonder where I get my money? I have something to sell. Love! For all tastes, from all over, meet Olga, my Russian ruble.
From the 2-CD studio cast recording of Cabaret, that was Jonathan Pryce with the company and Sitting Pretty.
On one of our trips to London in 2001, we had the pleasure of seeing a revival of My Fair Lady at the Royal National Theatre, and we're happy that First Night recorded that cast and included Jonathan Pryce and a pop singer named Martine McCutcheon in the lead of Eliza Doolittle. We have one of the opening numbers of My Fair Lady next, and that's Why Can't the English? Jonathan Pryce is joined by Martine McCutcheon and the company.
Look at her, a prisoner of the gutters, condemned by every syllable she utters. By right, she should be taken out and hung for the cold-blooded murder of the English tongue. Heavens, what a noise. This is what the British population calls an elementary education.
Come, sir, I think you've picked a poor example.
Oh, did I? Hear them down in Soho Square, dropping H's everywhere, speaking English any way they like. You, sir, did you go to school?
What do you take me for, a fool?
No one taught him take instead of toik. Hear a Yorkshireman, or worse, hear a Cornishman converse. I'd rather hear a choir singing flat. Chickens cackling in a barn, just like this one.
Gown.
Gown. I ask you, sir, what kind of word is that? It's yow and gown that keep her in her place. Not her wretched clothes and dirty face. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? This verbal class distinction by now should be antique. If you spoke as she does, sir, instead of the way you do, you might be selling flowers too.
I beg your pardon.
An Englishman's way of speaking absolutely classifies him. The moment he talks, he makes some other Englishman despise him. One common language I'm afraid we'll never get. Oh, why can't the English learn to, well, set a good example to people whose English is painful to our ears. Scots and the Irish leave you close to tears. There even are places where English completely disappears. In America, they haven't used it for years. Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? Norwegians learn Norwegian. The Greeks are taught their Greek. In France, every Frenchman knows his language from A to Z.
course, the French never care what they do, actually, as long as they pronounce it properly. Arabians learn Arabian with the speed of summer lightning. Hebrews learn it backwards, which is absolutely frightening. But use proper English, not regarded as a freak. Oh, why can't the English? Why can't the English learn to speak?
From the 2001 revival cast of My Fair Lady, Jonathan Pryce, Martine McCutcheon, and the company sang Why Can't the English from Lerner and Lowe's My Fair Lady.
Now, Martine McCutcheon was off more than she was on, and Ted and I went to see it twice, hoping to see her, but we saw her understudy both times. Can't remember her name, but we know she was absolutely lovely in the role. If you're wondering who Martine McCutcheon is, if you know the film Love Actually, which got a great deal of playtime around the holidays this past year, then she is the one who was in love with, I believe it was Hugh Grant. She was the aide to the Prime Minister of England. But we're going to hear from Jonathan Pryce, and this time he's joined by Nicholas LaProvost, who played Colonel Pickering. The title of the song is A Hymn to Him.
What in all of heaven could have prompted her to go after such a triumph at the ball? What could have depressed her? What could have possessed her? I cannot understand the wretch at all.
Higgins! I've got an old school chum at the Home Office. Perhaps he can help. I'll give him a call. Whitehall, 7244, please.
Women are irrational, that's all there is to that. Their heads are full of cotton, hay, and rags. They're nothing but exasperating, irritating, vacillating, calculating, agitating, maddening, and infuriating hags.
Hello? Could I speak to Brewster Budgeon, please? Yes, I'll wait.
Pickering, why can't a woman be more like a man? Yes, why can't a woman be more like a man? Men are so honest, so thoroughly square, eternally noble, historically fair, who when you win will always give your back a pat. Why can't a woman be like that? Why does everyone do what the others do? Can't a woman learn to use her head? Why do they do everything their mothers do? Why don't they grow up like their fathers instead? Why can't a woman take after a man? Men are so pleasant, so easy to please. Whenever you're with them, you're always at ease. Would you be slighted if I didn't speak for hours?
Of course not.
Would you be livid if I had a drink or two?
Nonsense.
Would you be wounded if I'd never sent you flowers?
Never.
Why can't a woman be like you? One man in a million may shout a bit. Now and then there's one with slight defect. One perhaps whose truthfulness you doubt a bit. But by and large, we are a marvelous sex. Oh, why can't a woman behave like a man? Men are so friendly, good-natured and kind. A better companion you never will find. If I were hours late for dinner, would you bellow?
Of course not.
If I forgot your silly birthday, would you fuss?
Nonsense.
Would you complain if I took out another fellow?
Never.
Why can't a woman be like us? Mrs. Pierce, you're a woman. Why can't a woman be more like a man? Men are so decent, such regular chaps, ready to help you through any mishaps, ready to buck you up whenever you are glum. Why can't a woman be a chum? Why is thinking something women never do? Why is logic never ever tried? Straightening up their hair is all they ever do. Why don't they straighten up the mess that's inside? Oh, why can't a woman be more like a man? If I were a woman who'd been to a ball, been hailed as a princess by one and by all, would I start weeping like a bathtub overflowing and carry on as if my home were in a tree? Would I run off and never tell me where I'm going? Why can't a woman be like me?
Our second and final song from the revival of My Fair Lady in London in 2001 featured Jonathan Pryce and Nicholas LaProvost in A Hymn to Him.
Jonathan Pryce's reputation became international thanks to his work on the big screen and television. He starred in films like Tomorrow Never Dies, Pirates of the Caribbean, and the G.I. Joe films. We're going to hear his work in Evita next, and as a film, the character of Evita was emphasized to the exclusion of practically everyone else, and so was its 1996 soundtrack recording. From that soundtrack recording, we're going to hear Jonathan Pryce and the leading lady, Madonna, with I'd Be Surprisingly Good for You by Weber and Rice.
Colonel Perron.
Eva Duarte,
I've heard so much about you.
I'm amazed, for I'm only a soldier,
one of the thousands
defending the country he loves.
But when you act, the things you do affect us all.
But when you act, you take us away from the squalor of the real world. Are you here on your own?
Yes. Oh, yes.
So am I. What a fortunate coincidence. Maybe you're my reward for my efforts here tonight.
It seems crazy. But you must believe there's nothing calculated, nothing planned. Please forgive me if I seem naive. I would never want to force your hand, but please understand I'd be good for you. I don't always rush in like this. 20 seconds after saying hello, telling strangers I'm too good to miss. If I'm wrong, I hope you tell me so. But you really should know I'd be good for you. I'd be surprisingly good for you. Hurried night, a frantic tumble.
from the film soundtrack of Evita. Madonna and Jonathan Pryce sang I'd Be Surprisingly Good For You.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to a spotlight on Jonathan Pryce on The Dress Circle. We'll stay with the soundtrack to Evita for our next piece, and this is the little bit of Perrone that's still left in a song that's entitled Your Little Body's Breaking Down. Here once again are Jonathan Pryce and Madonna.
Your little body's slowly breaking down. You're losing speed, you're losing strength, not style. That goes on flourishing forever, but your eyes, your smile, do not have the sparkle of your fantastic past. If you climb one more mountain, it could be your last.
I'm not that ill. Bad moments come, but they go. Some days are fine, some a little bit harder. But that doesn't mean we should give up our dream. Have you ever seen me defeated? Don't you forget what I've been through, and yet I'm still standing.
Ava, you are dying.
So what happens now? Where am I going to?
Don't ask anymore.
From the 1996 soundtrack to Evita, that was Jonathan Pryce and Madonna with Your Little Body's Breaking Down.
Jonathan Pryce very often plays bad guys, but once in a while he plays the leads who are usually considered romantic. And one of those was Hamlet. When he played Hamlet at the Royal Court Theater in 1980, he won the Olivier Award, and sometimes he's called the definitive Hamlet of his generation. But we're going to another one of his heralded awards as a villain, the engineer in Miss Saigon. And on the first night original cast recording of the 1989 London production of Miss Saigon, we're going to hear Jonathan Pryce and the company sing If You Want to Die in Bed.
If you want to die in bed, follow my example. When you see a cloud ahead, it's time to show your class. Hit the door before they make a target of your ass. If you want to die in bed in times of revolution, when the flag we fly is red, let pride fill up your chest. Meanwhile, pack a sack and take the first boat heading west. My precious souvenirs of all the golden years. Rolex watches in steel that look practically real. I'll need a little stock to start me in Bangkok. If you want to die in bed, forget about your karma. When your life hangs by a thread, don't cry about the fates. Grab a stash of cash and plan a restaurant in the States. Let me stop for a bit. This was my greatest hit. Miss Saigon in her crown, I made queen of the town. I got him paying more for just another whore. Here I come, USA, your next champ's on his way. For men will always be men.
The rules are the same for kings or for clerks. Give me francs or dollars or yen. I'll set up a game. I know how it works. Why was I born of a race that thinks only of rice and hates entrepreneurs? Me, I belong in a place where a man sets his price and you pay and he's yours. I should be American, where every promise lands and every businessman knows where he stands. First up Bangkok, then I roam, crossed an ocean white with foam, to the place that's my heart's true home. Die in bed en route to your nirvana. You grab the chance and plunge ahead. Go where people win. Heaven's there. Oh. You need a visa to get in.
From the London original cast recording of Miss Saigon, Jonathan Pryce and the company sang, If You Want to Die in Bed.
Now, the engineer is a pimp, basically. His mother was a prostitute, and that is the job he had since a child. He was a procurer, and he dealt in, basically, sex trafficking in Vietnam. And during the American occupation and the French occupation, that was rather lucrative. And he got word of the United States from the GIs who used to brag about it. So he had an entirely, well, not entirely, but a different take on the United States as a place that would give him all of the opportunities that his way of life would basically survive and benefit from. And that came out in a second act song called The American Dream. Here is Jonathan Pryce and company to sing about his American dream that included things that most people see but don't consider part of the dream.
My father was a tattoo artist in Haiphong, but his designs on mother didn't last too long. My mother sold her body high on betel nuts. My job was bringing red-faced messieurs to our huts. Selling your mom is a wrench. Perfume can cover a stench. That's what I learned from the French. Then it all changed with Dien Bien Phu. The frogs went home, who came? Guess who? Are you surprised we went insane? With dollars pouring down like rain. Businessmen never rob banks. You can sell shit and get thanks. That's what I learned from the Yanks. I'm fed up with small-time hustles. I'm too good to waste my talent for greed. I need room to flex my muscles in an ocean where the big sharks feed. Make me Yankee. They're my family. They're selling what people need. What's that I smell in the air? The American dream. Sweet as a new millionaire. The American dream. Pre-packed, ready to wear. The American dream. Fat like a chocolate eclair as you suck out the cream. Luck by the tail, How can you fail? And best of all, it's for sale, the American dream. Greasy chinks make life so sleazy. In the States, I'll have a club that's four-starred. Men like me there have things easy. They have a lawyer and a bodyguard. To the Johns there, I'll sell blondes there that they can charge on a card. What's that I smell in the air? The American dream. Sweet as a sweet in Bel Air, the American dream. Girls can buy tits by the pair, the American dream. Bald people think they'll grow hair, the American dream. Call girls are lining Times Square, the American dream. Bums there have money to spare, the American dream. Cars that have bars take you there, the American dream. On stage each night, Fred Astaire, the American dream. Schlitz down the drain, pop the champagne. It's time we all entertain my American dream.
Us boys can buy the hotel, the American dream. Wall Street is ready to sell.
For 10% down,
the American dream.
From the original cast of Miss Saigon by Bublil Schoenberg and Maltby, that was The American Dream featuring Jonathan Pryce and the company.
Jonathan Pryce has also starred or co-starred in some of our favorite films. I know Michael is a fan of Terry Gilliam's 1985 film Brazil, and I like him in the 1983 film Something Wicked This Way Comes, in which he played a character called Mr. Dark. But the next musical we're going to is Murray Yeston's Nine. We were fortunate enough to be in London in 1992 when Nine had an all-star concert performance at Royal Festival Hall in the South Bank Center. And it was a very interesting afternoon, which included a bomb scare. Fortunately, there was a 2-CD set made of this performance of Nine, and Jonathan Pryce leads the company in Guido's song from Nine.
I would like to be here. I would like to be there. I would like to be everywhere at once. I know that's a contradiction in terms, and it's a problem. Especially when my body's clearing 40 as my mind is nearing 10. I can hardly stay up, and I can't get to sleep. And I don't want to wake tomorrow morning at the bottom of some heap. But why take it so seriously? After all, there's nothing at stake here, only me. I want to be young, and I want to be old. I would like to be wise before my time, and yet be foolish and brash and bold. I would like the universe to get down on its knees and say, Guido, whatever you please, it's okay, even if it's impossible, we'll arrange it. That's all that I want. I am lusting for more. Should I settle for less? I ask you, what's a good thing for if not for taking it to excess? One limitation I dearly regret. There's only one of me I've ever met. I would like to have another me to travel along with myself. I would even like to be able to sing a duet with myself. I would like to be here, sing along with myself in a song, to be there, walking down a lane now, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. That's a contradiction in terms. I want to be here with a counter here, melody in the here, top of the morning to you, Guido, 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 Guido. Me, 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 I want to be Proust or the Marquis de Sade. I would like to be Christ, Muhammad, Buddha, but not have to believe in God. And you know I mean it with all of my heart. It's the end if something important doesn't start. I want to be young, but I have to be old. What I want is a tale of sound and fury that some idiot went and told. I would like the universe to get down on its knees and say, Guido, whatever you please, it's okay, even if it's ridiculous, we'll arrange it. So arrange it.
Arrange it.
That's all that I want to.
Price could handle the romantic moments as well as the fast patter songs in 9, and here he is with Only With You, a song he performs with Becky Norman.
Being just me, so easy to be when I'm only with you. Open inside and with nothing to hide from your view. Seems long ago I was destined to know, and the moment I saw you, I knew I could be totally happy with no one but. Passionate night after passionate night, I give over to you. Utterly changed, I'm at each prearranged rendezvous. Lured by the fire of your endless desire, I still wonder the way that. Never elusive, it comes from exclusively you. finding a special person we can love is so rare. How in the world can there be two?
Guido.
Claudia. Send me a love that will mend me with love. I am desperate for you. Giving you chase like some goddess of grace I pursue. Blinded by need, I will follow your lead. Monkey see, monkey say, monkey do. Taken for granted, completely enchanted by you. Small wonder it seems that my life's made of dreams and of wishes that never come true. I could be only with you and you and
Jonathan Pryce is playing a movie director who wants to get his masterpiece made, and we have a section called The Script. Pryce is joined by Anita Dobson and Lillian Montevecchi. From 9, here is The Script.
Now, if you'd just tell me what your new film is about, perhaps I can help you with its plot, which has always been one of your weakest points.
Right, thank you. That's very generous. Let me see. Where do I begin? At first, nothing. Then, music. The action begins in a graveyard. A man has been buried alive. He's scratching and clawing, poor fellow. He's caught in a terrible crunch. He's fighting his way to the surface. It's likely he'll never survive. He hardly can breathe, and he's desperate to keep an appointment for lunch.
An appointment for lunch? But it's absurd!
It's humorous.
It's depressing.
It is. In fact, we begin with a wedding, a prologue to what I've described. We're happy and gay and in love, and it's spring and the trees are all green. A trio of capuchin monkeys insinuates into the frame. They chatter a bit and then one disappears, but the others remain. Have I mentioned the train?
The train?
Of course, there are trains in all Contini films. It's my signature. With a bold, clean master stroke, a bold, clean master stroke. Suddenly, 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 we see fire and smoke. With a bold, clean master stroke, a bold, clean master stroke. Suddenly, 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 there's a train. With a bold, clean master stroke, a bold, clean master stroke. Suddenly, 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 one colossal joke. And the monkeys all get on, the monkeys all get on. Suddenly, 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 they're all gone. Ciao!
We'll close with one more section from 9. Here is Jonathan Pryce to sing Not Since Charlie Chaplin, which fades into I Can't Make This Movie, where he realizes he's in trouble.
Not since Charlie Chaplin has there ever been a film director like this. Guido Conti. Everything he does gets world attention, whether it's a hit or a miss. Guido Contini, he writes the script. I can't make this movie, there's no way that I'll complete it. I can't bear to see the cameras roll. Problem is the subject, there's no pleasant way to treat it. Problem is the author's lost control. How I wish it didn't have to be so. But we cut the losses, starting now. Strike the sand and keep it for some side show. Tell the cast and crew that they can all go. Find another genius. I can't be one, I'll become one. I can't even tell how I'd begin. Help Louisa, help me, Mama, help me, someone. Here's a place where I have never been. Guido out in space with no direction. Guido at a loss for what to say. Guido with no intervening actors. Guido at the mercy of detractors. Guido here with no one else but Guido.
Our selection of songs from Nine, the concert version at the Royal Festival Hall, featured Guido's song, Only With You, The Script, and that last piece, Not Since Charlie Chaplin, which was paired with I Can't Make This Movie.
Jonathan Pryce is married to an actress that he met in 1972. They live in London and have three children. He was awarded an honorary doctorate by the University of Liverpool in 2006. He is a fellow of the Royal Welch College of Music and Dance and a companion of the Liverpool Institute for the Performing Arts. He is a patron of the children's charity Friendship Works, and of the surgical charity Saving Faces. He was appointed a commander of the Order of the British Empire, a CBE, in 2009, so we're obviously not alone in our appreciation of his talent.
Well, that's it for us, and we hope you'll join us next week as we take a look at some more of those fabulous bonus tracks from the CD world. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.